Eduyas Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We're done with the halachas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, different Eduyas, on a number of machlokes that are yoytzim and aklolim. And now we're on to other Eduyas, which are listed off in the names of specific Tanoim. They're accredited to those Tanoim by stories that they were halachas that were chidushim, and we needed the edus of that Tana to shtalavek that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Heyed Chamisha Dvarim. There were five halachas that were considered his edus. One, Shemamanim Esaktanois. The halacha of Miun is a halacha which is Dirabonon. Midei Raisa, a father can marry off his daughter, Bishas Katnos. He can marry her off. And then there's a mitzvah of Yud, Kimavur, in the beginning of Pashas Mishpatim. What happens if a girl is a Yisoyma and she doesn't have anybody to take care of her? It would be a good thing for her to be married, to have to be tachas chasusa of somebody, to have somebody to take care of her. So the Chazal instituted that a ktana, who's a yisoyma, her brother or her mother can marry her off. However, since this marriage is only derabbanon, memela, there's an institution called miun. The fact that there's miun means to refuse, which means that until she's of age, until she's a gedayla, she could refuse to continue the marriage, and we see the marriage originally as being conditional on her acceptance. If they stay married, so the day after she becomes a gedolah, we see now the marriage being consummated on a deraisa level, they're man and wife. But until then, if she walks out on the marriage, she's memayin to continue, the halacha is the marriage is batel u'mevutel. Nekel u'mafreya. The lashon over here is not that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had to be made, that there is miun, that it works. Memanin means we encourage it. Normally, when you learn the 13th perek of Yevamos, which is where the inyan of miun is, perek Beis Shammai, so the institution of miun is considered a b'di'evid, walking out on a marriage. Yeah, Chazal protected her and gave her the right to do it, but we don't encourage it. There are a few cases where the Lashon is over there that we encourage and we push and we say the halacha psuka, she should be memayin. Since there's a machlokes tanoim in those cases, Eidusa should be memayin, memanas haktanois was going on those specific cases, and he said, yes, it's correct, that in those cases, memanin, we encourage those ktanis to be memayin. What are the cases? They're not mavur over here. You have to look at the mafarshim over here. The Rav brings the cases based on the Gemara. And the Rav brings the case, two brothers are married to two sisters, achas gedoyla v'achas ketana. Meis bailo shel gedoyla, the husband of the gedoyla died and left her without children. So she's nefeles liyibum, nimtze skuka liyovim balaktana. The wife of the gedoyla, the wife of the older one, fell to the younger brother, to the husband of her sister, and then you have a problem that the zikoso is doichin nisua achoy saktana v'yisroso alav. So the marriage of the older sister was deraisa, and the marriage of the younger one was only derabonon, she was only a ktana. But you have lamaisa, marriage derabonon, getting in the way of being mekayim din deraisa, because the younger one can't marry the woman who's kuka to him midiraisa, because midirabonon is married to her younger sister. Zachoyz skukosoy. Or the zkuka is achoyz ishtoy midirabonon. So we encourage the ktana to be oiker her kedushin. When she's oiker the kedushin lamafresh, he's no longer the younger one married to both of them. And mele, he could be miyabim, the older one. The Rav sends you to a similar case, also in Perek Beis Shammai over there, in the 13th Perek in Yevamos, Ayin Shom. The second machlokes over here, which Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made, what the halach is, Messiah Neso Isho Al Pi Eid Echod. This is a shmuz in Perek HaYisho Rabbo in Yevamos, where even though normally Ein Dov Yishvev Pachas Mishnayim, normally one should need, according to most Rishonim, this is Deiraisa, one should need two Eidim to be made that somebody died and his wife is Muteres L'shuk. There's a din that we're matter al pi eid echod. It's not clear what the context was. There's a whole shmuz over there in the Mishnayis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made to be maimed that mesoris that mishum iguna we makel, and we accept the eidus of an eid echod. Vishaniskal tarnagol b'yushalayim al shaharagas hanefesh. There's an interesting discussion in the chayve misois. The same way a person's heretzeach, rachmanal tzlan, he gets killed. an animal that's a retzech also gets killed. The pasuk says, "V'chiyigach shor ish, es isha v'meis sokol yisokol ashor." The Torah only says shor. So they had a meisa where such a thing happened in Yerushalayim with a chicken, and they killed it. So you see, it's not only a dafka by a shor, by any behem. V'alayayin ben arboim yoyim shenisnasach agav ha-mizbeach. After 40 days is already called wine that's mishacher. That means this is young wine. This aged wine is more than 40 days. How long does wine have to be sitting in a barrel that's considered wine that's a shem yayin, that's royal in esochim? This is familiar, more from Mesechus Pesachim. It's not clear when to be makriv the carbon tomid shel shachar. Normally they were makriv the carbon tomid shel shachar much earlier. There was one time a maisa, the Gemara brings down a whole arichus, the Rab brings down b'kitz and nimritz, that there was a siege on Yerushalayim b'malchus Yovon, and there were no tloim, and then they found two tloim, they were makriv the carbon tomid shel shachar, and it was late in the day, it was the fourth hour. So what did Reb Yehuda ben Bava, what was he mechadish? It could be that he was mechadish only until the fourth hour of the day. And this is a machlokes that's in the Gemara and Brachos. Till when could one daven b'dieved shachris? Till arba shoyes, which the hour is man tefillah, till chatzos, depends. The Gemara says over there when the carbon tavan shel shachris was hukrav until. So it could be his edus was until 4 hours. Other Rishonim adoicha that if it was from that maisa, which was hukrav b'arba shoyes, you can't bring a raya because that's the way the mice happened. Maybe if it would have been the fifth hour, they would have been makriv then. So that's a discussion. Look at the Mefarshim over here. Mishnah Beis. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinoson Ishkvar Abavli. Rabbi Yeshua is a name that's in every page of the Mishnayis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinoson Ishkvar Abavli is not. But these are Eduyas that they said over that were accepted then, and it's put into this Masechta. Al Evim min Ameis Shehutome. There's a discussion. We're all familiar with a concept called Eivim and Achai. That's the issue of taking a limb from a live animal and eating it. It's not Nevela per se, the animal never died, but Eivim and Achai has its own issue. It might be similar to Nevela. It's considered a Dover Meis Bifne Atzmai. Here we're not talking Lagabi Yisur Achille, we're talking here Lagabi Tumma, we're talking about an amputated limb from a person. Al Eivim Mina Meis Shuhutome is a Chiddush, that if there's a limb that was amputated from a dead person, that's also Metame, that's considered a Meis. The Chiddush is Rebbe Lezer's Taina was Le Omru El Al Eivim Mina Chai. Rebbe Lezer held that it's only that we have a Mesiris, that if an Eiver comes off a person who's alive, an amputated limb. So then it has a din of a mace, and it's mekabel tumo, it's metame boil. But a body which died, the eved doesn't have a cheshivus bifnei atzmoy, and then it's only a piece of a mace. Now, if it has a kezayis of boso, so we've had earlier in the mesechta, then that's also a davar metame. We're talking here about a small eved, which does not have a kezayis. So als the cheshivus of the eved that should be a davar metame, like a guf is metame, that was a chiddush of this Eidus of Yeshua with Rim Nechunya ben Elinosa. Rabbi Lezer argued, Omru loy, they tell him, Valoy kal v'choymeh, Ma min achai shehu tohor? Ma doch from a chai who's tohor, Ever ha-poyrish men who's a chiddush that has a din of a meis tomei? Ha-meis shehu tomei, the meis which is tomei, the whole body, ain't a din shehi, Ever ha-poyrish men who tomei? Omalein Rabbi Lezer argued back, Loy omru elo aleivim an achai, azoy idus. The Messiah was only on an Eivim and a Chai, that is a Chshivus of a limb which is amputated from a Chai, that it's the Kilo, the limb was mace, it died off the Chai. It was amputated, amputation, Zuhi Musasoi. But a dead body, dead is dead. So it's not more dead Ali there coming off, Elamai, it's a piece of a dead body. If it doesn't have a Kazai's Boso, so then it doesn't have a Chshivus Kishalatzmai. So Rabbi Lezer argued. Dover Acher. Another taina that Rabbi Lezer said back, Meruba tumas achayim in tumas ameisim. You're bringing a kal v'chomer that tumas achayim, tumah from chayim is more. I'll say if I can. Meruba tumas achayim in tumas ameisim. She'achay oisem mishkev u'moishem mitachtov. L'tami odom u'l'tami begodim. Achay, a person who's a zov, a nida, a balkeri. That which he sits on, which he lies on, which is a natural place to sit or lie, a bed, a mattress, a pillow, a chair, etc. The tumma of the chair is not a tumma of something that was mikabel tuma ide maga. It has a tuma chamura. It's tumas mishkav u'moisho, what we call tumas medris. So it's mitame. It doesn't become a rishon l'tuma, which it wouldn't be mitame another adam or to be mitame begodim. It becomes like the person himself. The same way the Zov is an Avatuma, the Mishkav Moshev is also an Avatuma, and it's Mitame Odom, Mitame Begodim. Val Gabov, Madov, Litome Acholim Umashkim, and something that's above him, this is a little bit more obscure. Things that are on him, he's not touching. There are several Kalim on top of him. There's Tumas Madov. Tumas Kalo, Tumas Madov doesn't have like Mishkav Moshev, it becomes Tummy itself. But what it has is that, let's say, the thing that's on him becomes a reshoin, and all the things that are carrying his weight, that or rather he's carrying their weight, they all become a reshoin l'tumah. The Torah uses the word koil ole nidof, is a reach, a faint echo. That's Tumas Madov. That's where the word comes from. So that halacha is also a chiddush, even though it's more common than Tumas Maga, because it can be mitama several layers. And that's mitama acholim u'mashkim, because acholim u'mashkim can become a sheinu latuma. Mishkav u'moishov is an amatuma, can create a rishon, can be mitama odom, can be mitama begodim. Mashenkein, this tumas madaf, which is only a rishon, can only be mitama oichol u'mashke. The point of all this is the next few words. Mashen ha-meis mitame, a meis is not mitame, except al yidei maga, or masa, or oichol. It is not mitame b'mishkav u'moishav. If it would be shayach mishkav u'moishav of a dead body without him being mal on him or without him touching it, it would not be mitame. So you want to tell me that there's more refanim where a tumah of a mace is mitame than a tumah of a chai, and that's not also not necessarily mucha. So this is where Belezer's rejoined into them. But Lamaisa, they say this edus, and this is what's accepted la'alocha, because it was an edus that was accepted into Maseches Idyos. The Gemara calls it, in a few different places, we haven't mentioned this before, that when a halacha, which is an issue of dispute elsewhere, is mentioned as an edus, in Maseches Idyos, the Gemara says, Hilchasa ki bechirta. Bechirta milosh and bechiru. Why? Because these eduyas were sifted through the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and went through all the Chachmi Yisrael. What's accepted over here as an authenticated edus is considered halacha v'maisa. Mm-hmm.